Good morning and welcome back to Mornings with Stephen Jonsi podcast. I'm so glad you're tuning in today. Whether you're listening on your way to work, during your morning walk, or just taking a quiet moment with God, today's verse reminds us of something vital for our spiritual and personal growth. God is the one who brings increase. Paul gives us a beautiful picture of how faith, effort, and divine power work together, yet with one clear truth. All success and transformation ultimately come from God alone. Today's devotional is titled, Faith That Grows. We're reading from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 6 to 7, and it reads, I planted the seed in your hearts, and Apollos watered it, but it was God who made it grow. It's not important who does the planting or who does the watering. What's important is that God makes the seed grow, from the New Living Translation. When Paul wrote these words, the church in Corinth was divided. Some said, I follow Paul, while others claimed, I follow Apollos. Paul reminded them that both he and Apollos were merely servants. The real power came from God, who caused the growth. Three truths stand out here. Everyone plays a role. Paul planted. Apollos watered. In life, some people plant seeds in you. They inspire, teach, or lead you. Others water those seeds by encouraging or nurturing your growth. Growth takes time. Seeds don't grow overnight. God works in seasons. Planting, watering, waiting, and harvest. Only God gives increase. We can work, plan, and invest our best. But true fruitfulness comes when God breathes on our efforts. Paul's message is clear. Don't glorify people. Glorify God. God works behind the scenes. This scripture hits home because in today's world, we're often obsessed with results. We want to see immediate growth in our careers, relationships, faith, or dreams. But 1 Corinthians 3, 6-7 reminds us, our role is obedience, not outcome. We plant, we water, we pray, and we persevere. But God brings the growth in His perfect time. You may not see progress right now, but something is happening beneath the surface. Seeds grow quietly in the dark before breaking through the soil. If you've been praying, working hard, or believing for something, don't lose heart. Your job is to stay faithful. God's job is to make it flourish. In our journey today, this verse speaks powerfully to every area of life. In your career or business, keep showing up and giving your best. Don't get discouraged if results seem slow. God is growing what you've started. In your relationships, keep sowing love and kindness, even when it feels unseen. Seeds of grace always produce fruit in due time. In your spiritual life, continue to read, pray, and trust. Growth isn't always visible, but it's always happening. We're all part of God's garden. Some plant, some water, but all depend on Him for the increase. Remember this, you plant, you water, God grows. So, trust the process. Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us that you are the one who brings growth. Help us to stay faithful in planting and watering the seeds you've given us. For every listener today who feels tired or unseen, remind them that you are still working, even in the waiting. Bless our efforts. Align our hearts with your purpose and help us to trust you for the results. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, God hasn't forgotten your effort. Every seed of faith, every prayer whispered, every good deed, He's seen it all. Even when you can't see results, know this, the roots are growing. Your season of harvest will come, and it will be beautiful. Not because of your strength, but because of God's faithfulness. Stay patient, stay faithful, and continue to trust the process. If today's message encouraged you, please share it with someone who might need a reminder that God is still at work behind the scenes. Be sure to follow Mornings with Stephen Jonsi podcast on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. Subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen. Thank you. I'm Stephen Jonsi, and this is the Mornings with Stephen Jonsi podcast. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.